There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio at 855-453. That's a toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, Daryl, you'll be telling us about nanosatellites.
Yes.
Bitcoin nanosatellites.
Yes.
And it sounds pretty fascinating. I definitely want to know more. But also, in other news, the Washington Post is reporting on the National Security Agency, which, of course, has been in the news more often than they would have liked, I imagine, within the last couple of years, since the Edward Snowden revelations came out almost 2 years ago. It was in the summertime of 2013, I believe, when that information hit.
Yes.
And of course, Edward Snowden is still on the run, essentially, living in Moscow under some level of asylum granted to him by the Russian government. And it was Edward Snowden who revealed all kinds of interesting information about the NSA and how often they and how often they're spying and how deep their ability to spy can actually penetrate, which is pretty much anything. If they've got your IP address or your email address, they can watch everything you do on your computer, according to at least one of the revelations from Edward Snowden. And there were many more that obviously I can't go over here for the sake of brevity. But now the NSA's back in the news. For months, federal law enforcement agencies and industry have been deadlocked on a highly contentious issue. Should tech companies be obligated to guarantee the U.S. government access to encrypted data on smartphones and other digital devices? And is that even possible without compromising the security of so-called law-abiding customers? Recently, the head of the National Security Agency provided a rare hint of what some U.S. officials think might be a technical solution. Why not, said Admiral Michael S. Rogers, require technology companies to create a digital key that could open any smartphone or other locked device to obtain text messages or photos, but divide the key into pieces so that no one person or agency alone could decide to use it. Rogers says, I don't want a back door, the director of the nation's top electronic spy agency said during a speech at Princeton University, using a tech industry term for covert measures to bypass device security. He says, I want a front door, and I want the front door to have multiple locks, big locks, he says. Law enforcement and intelligence officials have been warning that the growing use of encryption could seriously hinder criminal and national security investigations. But the White House, which is preparing a report for President Obama on the issue, is still weighing a range of options, including whether authorities have other ways to get the data they need rather than compel companies through regulatory or legislative action. And, you know, it's certainly not uncommon for them to compel companies to do things for them, so I don't see why they're even bothering to try to avoid it here. Is it just that they want to create the belief in the public that they somehow care about, you know, not messing with these tech companies? And
we don't want to be seen as intervening in these tech companies to directly tell them to do this stuff to allow us to spy on them, because that would make us look bad.
Yeah.
Because we just want to, you know, tell people that, no, we're only spying on the bad guys. And then they're secretly telling the tech companies, okay, here's the back door that you need to put in so that we can spy on your people.
Yeah, and they can also, and you're right, they don't want to be seen. There is, to some extent, a PR campaign going on here, and they will ultimately do what they need to, which is to force these companies to do whatever. And if you, maybe you're right, Daryl, maybe they're forcing them quietly, coercively, and telling them, hey, you can't
That's
tell
the
anyone.
Claim that I've heard from several places, anyway.
They're saying, now I imagine they're asking, or they're telling them, you better keep it quiet, too, right?
Like, yes.
You can't talk about this. So that's one of the reasons why I don't think you can really trust Google and Apple, for instance, with their supposed phone-wide encryption that they're offering. I mean, I understand that it's believed that it's good, but I wouldn't trust it. I would much more likely trust a third-party application than one of these mega corporations, some sort of an open-source movement like TrueCrypt, for instance, or there's a new one out called VeraCrypt, I believe, V-E-R-A, which is an update on TrueCrypt's technology. We can talk a little bit more about TrueCrypt here in a moment. But continuing the story from the Washington Post, the task is not easy. Those taking part in the debate have polarized views, with advocates of default commercial encryption finding little common ground with government officials who see increasing peril as the technology becomes widespread on mobile phones and on text messaging apps. The Apple catalyzed the public debate in September when they announced that one of the world's most popular smartphones would now come equipped with a unique digital key that can be used only by its owner. If presented with a warrant, Apple could no longer unlock an iPhone that runs its latest operating system. Which I think, if that's true, then I think that's good news. And that was Apple was doing that in response to, is my understanding at least, they were doing that in response to the Edward Snowden revelations, which have resulted in a newfound desire for privacy, at least among people in the tech world.
Right.
As we discovered earlier this week, there are a lot of people in the United States who don't have a clue who Edward Snowden is. They don't know a thing about, you know, Ed Snowden and his revelations about the NSA. Maybe they don't like the idea of the government having pictures of their genitals, but they don't really know the details about how they could have those pictures.
Oh, there are some people that they probably don't care that people in the government have pictures of their genitals.
I suspect you're right about that, but the reason I brought that up was it was in the John Oliver presentation where the John Oliver actually got an interview with Ed Snowden.
I've still yet to actually have the time to watch that interview.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet either, but we did discuss it earlier this week, and I think it was Mark who had seen it. And, well, basically, the people that they talked to on the streets didn't have any idea who Ed Snowden was. But they did not like the idea of the government having access to their personal photos. They just didn't know about it. They didn't know that they could, I guess. So it's my understanding of it. If you've seen it and you want to, you know, clarify that, our toll-free number is 855-453. But Apple jumped on board with this, and then it was Google that announced shortly thereafter that they were also doing the same thing, that their phones would ship essentially with encryption enabled, is my understanding. So there's that. Hailed as a win for consumer privacy and security, the development has dismayed law enforcement officials who say it threatens what they describe as a centuries-old social compact in which the government, with a warrant based on probable cause, may seize evidence relevant to criminal investigations. Why, we're used to doing whatever it is we want to do. How dare these companies get in our way? How dare these companies empower the individual to protect their privacy? We are the government, and we should be able to govern every aspect of your life, every little bit of data. We should have access to it. Who do these companies think they are flummoxing us like that?
I'm still trying to, and, you know, don't get me wrong, I am in no way one of these constitutionalists that think that, you know, words written on paper a couple hundred years ago were going to protect me, but I'm still trying to figure out how any of what the NSA does fits within the Fourth Amendment that says that the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause. How does any of what they do fit within that?
How does any of pretty much anything the government does fit within the Constitution? I mean, they're so far out of bounds today. You know, they're not just violating the Fourth Amendment. They're violating all of the basic Bill of Rights. All
right, but them trying to read your email does not violate the First, Second, Third, Fifth,
yeah,
or Eighth Amendment. Like, those are directly in violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Right.
Because my computer is one of my effects. You know, it could be argued that it's digital paper because, you know, who really uses physical paper anymore?
Well, we've got some in front of us here.
We do. But, you know, your average person, all they do is use a computer screen. Like, they're not jotting down notes every day.
Okay.
So, you know, the computer is basically the notepad of the 21st century. if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to come back and discuss this further. Of course, you're welcome to add your thoughts in toll-free. 855-453 is the number. We're talking about privacy, and you've got your privacy. You've got to be the one who takes responsibility for it. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453 is the number, 855-450-3733. The government's mad. They're mad about all this encryption. They want access, and they want it to everything. Every bit of data you have, they want to be able to know. They want to be able to dig around. They want it to be able to copy it and learn everything about you. And the encryption techniques out there are, at this point, obviously unbreakable by the government. Otherwise, they wouldn't be crowing so loud about this. You know, they can't get into this stuff. And now they're saying they want to force, perhaps, Apple or Google or other equipment manufacturers who are now shipping, in some cases, cell phones that have encryption built into the operating system, basically whole phone encryption, essentially. And they want to, you know, they're talking about options as far as how they can stop that from happening. They want to put in what the NSA head is now saying is it's not a back door he wants a front door with multiple locks and big locks. Suggesting
I don't understand what he means by multiple locks, because they want to be able to get in.
Correct.
Maybe it's they don't want hackers to be able to get in, so we put the locks on, and then the hackers can't get in, but we can?
It's just... it's just a smokescreen, in my opinion, what they're talking about here, Daryl. He said he wants to divide the key into pieces so that no one person or agency alone could decide to use it. Well, so what? So what if no one agency could decide to use it? So does that mean that the law enforcement agency that wants to read your phone then just has to go to Apple and says, all right, give us the other piece of the key. We need to get into this guy's phone. And then Apple, of course, hands it right over. I mean, this is just the illusion.
Right, because if you don't hand over the key, then bad things will happen to you.
You as the technology company operative.
So it sounds like maybe they want one of these multi-sig sort of things to where... Homeland Security has a key, the NSA has a key, yeah. And the president has a key, and then you also have the tech company with the key.
Right.
And so then they can just, like, bypass the tech company because, oh, well, we've got three of the four keys, so screw you.
Yeah, the idea that this multi-key thing would somehow provide any kind of layer of prevention of them accessing your data is just absolutely ridiculous, and like I said, it's nothing more than a smokescreen or a distraction. You know, we are talking about smartphones, and one of the worst parts about a smartphone is that they just drain on the battery.
Yes.
They just, you know, even with a relatively moderate amount of use, your battery might be dead before your business day is done. And certainly if you're out camping or, you know, you're in an airport, you're stuck in an airport, you're in places where you can't easily get to a wall to charge your phone. Maybe you don't have the phone adapter with you. There's all kinds of circumstances where a dead phone can be very, very inconvenient, and in some cases could be life-threatening. So if you've got the Pocket Power Plus, well, you've solved that problem, because the Pocket Power Plus is a breakthrough in portable power technology. In fact, so powerful, in some circumstances, it can actually jump start a car. You can literally put it in your pocket or leave it in your glove box for some difficult times, or just, you know, bring it with you every day in your briefcase. Personally, I think that'd be the smartest move. That way you've got it with you, you know, wherever it is that you are, whether you're in your car or you're at the office or, you know, on a train or something like that. It can run electronic devices for hours, even days, if you need to. And it can deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power. Plus, comes with a full accessory pack that has most of the adapters you might possibly need to charge your various devices, including your laptop. And it even includes the jumper cables. So go and learn more at PocketPowerPlus9.com. And Free Talk Live listeners can get the Pocket Power Plus for half off by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com, and you can use coupon code FTL to save even more at PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. We're talking about the Washington Post story here on the NSA wanting to have what they call a front door with multiple locks, big locks, he says. It's not a back door. We're not just forcing these technology companies to give us access to... Oh, yeah, that's exactly what they want to do. They want to force technology companies to essentially give them access to their new encryption schemes. Now, according to the story here, the task is not easy, as there are now even more encrypted apps becoming available, even for text messaging, which, by the way, I recommend Text Secure. It's a pretty cool little app. According to the story here, the Apple was the first to do this, hailed as a win for privacy and security. The development has dismayed law enforcement officials. We're concerned. What we're concerned about is the technology risks, bringing the country to a point where the smartphone owner alone, who may be a criminal or terrorist, has control of the data, said Deputy Assistant Attorney General David Bitkauer at a recent panel on encryption hosted by the nonprofit Congressional Internet Caucus Advisory Committee. That, he said, has not been the standard American principle for the last couple of hundred years. Tech industry officials...
I didn't realize that they had smartphones in the statutes for the last couple hundred years.
Or encryption, for that matter.
Yeah.
Tech industry officials and privacy advocates take a different view. Mark Zwillinger, an attorney for tech companies on encryption-related matters and a former Justice Department official, says, quote, "I don't believe that law enforcement has an absolute right to gain access to every way in which people may choose to communicate." And further, he says, "I don't think our founding fathers would think so either. The fact that the Constitution offers a process for obtaining a search warrant where there is probable cause is not support for the notion that it should be illegal to make an unbreakable lock. These are two distinct concepts." And of course, what the courts will end up saying about all this is another question. The increasing use of encrypted storage extends well beyond the iPhone or the similar option that Google is now offering, though not by default. So I was wrong about that. It's not turned on by default. You have to turn it on, but it's available on its new versions of its Android operating system. Windows and Apple offer simple settings to encrypt the contents of personal computers, and several cloud storage companies encrypt the data they host with keys known only to their customers. And this is because that's what people are demanding. People are demanding the ability to be more private online for whatever the reason. Who knows what someone's motivation for privacy is? It could simply be that, you know, they don't want their friends to see their nudie pics that they've taken. Or maybe they're business secrets. Maybe they don't want a competitor to get access to the Kentucky Fried Chicken Colonel's recipe or the recipe for Pepsi. You know what I mean? There's these business secrets that are also very, very important. So everybody has things they want to not reveal to the entire world, including the government, by the way.
But at the same time, there are a lot of people that they're revealing personal data to everybody without realizing that they're revealing it to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Like by posting things on Facebook or whatever?
And having your settings set to public
without
on Facebook.
Without really following what that is, without even knowing what the little globe next to your post means.
I forget who it was that did this video. It was... I believe the EFF, but it might have been some other privacy advocate group, where they went out and they had somebody in a van, and they had somebody with a camera and microphone, and they were doing like a man on the street sort of thing, like, what's your name, where are you from? The person in the van was pulling up the people's Facebooks
mm-hmm.
and then talking to the man with the microphone.
And giving him info.
And he would say... Oh, did you go to such and so high school you graduated in this year? And they're like,
wow,
how do you know
you're
this?
You're psychic. I've seen one of them like that. I also saw another one which was really sharp where they were using, I think it was Instagram, and they were getting information about people without them even answering a question. And I'll tell you how they did that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you'd like, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you believe the government should have access to every little bit of data that they would like to access, which, of course, is all of the bits. They want access to all of them. And that's what we're talking about here with the Washington Post story about how they are debating in the federal government right now, to some extent the executive branch, trying to debate about how to approach Google and Apple and see if they can get an access pathway into their encrypted systems. For instance, they're shipping phones now where you can easily encrypt the entire phone. And the government is making it look like they can't get into that. They're publicly complaining about this and saying that something must be done. They're just trying to figure out how to do it without looking like total tyrants. And, you know, they're going to look bad, I think, anyway.
Give them time and they won't care about looking like total tyrants.
That's true. So we want to continue the story here in a moment. Also want to let you know how to get some gold and silver pieces from Midas Resources. You can visit silver.freetalklive.com. They've got hand-picked gold and silver pieces, and Midas Resources has been doing this for a long time. Whether you want your gold or silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, or a barter currency, they can help you out over at silver.freetalklive.com, and you can call them toll-free, 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. And again, that's silver.freetalklive.com. According to the Washington Post, the Obama administration says they're not looking to weaken the security. They just want access. President Obama said in an interview with tech outlet Recode in February, quote, "There's no scenario in which we don't want really strong encryption. I lean probably further in the direction of strong encryption than do some inside of law enforcement. But I'm sympathetic to law enforcement because I know the kind of pressure they're under to keep us safe." and it's not as black and white as it's sometimes portrayed. So the idea, of course, is that, well, if they don't have access to everyone's phone whenever they want it, then the terrorists will win. So, of course, you want to give up your privacy, right? Does that convince you? Are you convinced? 855-453. You can also bring up anything that's on your mind. We've got Cyrus on the line via Skype. You're on Free Talk Live, Cyrus.
Hey, Ian, I'm so sorry I'm going a little off topic here.
That's
but
okay. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, as we say repeatedly.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. You know, I hear a lot of guys talking and women sometimes about the blood moon, and I, you know, that absolutely drives me crazy. I don't know anything about it. I think it's complete nonsense. But I was talking to my kids the other day, and it was more of an exercise in philosophy. And if I were a betting man, this would probably not carry much water. But I just kind of wanted to get your opinion, someone who actually thinks outside the box, is pretty open-minded, despite being very principled. I was breaking the thought of the idea of the moon down to the five senses. Sight, hearing, touch, taste, feel. The only one that's actually really that I can verify or say personally that I can stand behind is sight. Everything else is hearsay through sources and parties that I've never actually had a conversation with. I've never been able to verify, and it seems like it's almost like 15 levels out or so. And I just wanted to know your opinion of that. And again, I'm not saying that the moon's fake, but it's just it's almost like an exercise that, you know, we just take these things for granted and it's just so ingrained in our culture. And I just kind of wanted to know your opinion of that.
Hold on. I want to make sure that I understood something correctly. You said the only one of your senses that you trust is sight?
No, the only one that I can verify personally is sight. I cannot hear the moon, I cannot touch the moon, I cannot taste the moon, and I cannot feel the moon.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that you meant, in general, the only one of your senses that you trusted was sight, and I was going to try to debunk that.
No.
Because you can't always believe what you see, because sometimes you see things that you think you see one thing, but it's something else.
Or other people see them differently, like colorblindedness, for instance.
Right, and even long before the whole debacle of what color is the dress, I saw a video where it said, can you really believe what you see? And the guy doing the video, he showed a still photo for 30 seconds, and gradually throughout the video, the color of the jacket that the man in the picture was wearing changed colors.
Mm-hmm.
But it was such a gradual change from the beginning to the end that you didn't notice. But then at the end, he says, if you were asked by a police officer to describe this person, could you do it? And then he showed the two pictures and said, which one of these did you think you've been looking at the whole time? And you realize, oh, wait, this is the one that I saw at the beginning, and this is what it was at the end. So your eyes do play tricks on you. But as far as the moon goes, like I've heard theories that, you know, the moon is a really old satellite that was made. Or wait, no, that's one of the Martian moons that's hollow. Phobos, one of the Martian moons is hollow.
Okay.
So there's a claim that it's some sort of alien satellite. There's, you know, claims that, you
maybe
know,
the,
like,
NSA has an office in there.
Who knows? There's claims that, you know, the moon around Earth has, you know, like alien life living deep in the middle, and it's hollow and this and that. And I don't really know.
That.
Like, yeah. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Maybe there isn't a moon. I don't know. Like, I see the thing.
Yeah, I mean, the exercise seems a little bit silly. I mean, it seems a little pointless, right? Because you won't ever be able to verify it. But in order to go about living in the real world, you sort of have to accept what other people say, right? Like these supposed experts who have ostensibly spent their lives studying matters of space They have a few things to say about the moon, and there's, of course, evidence that people have actually landed on the moon. So some people have ostensibly touched the moon, but obviously you have to believe their claims. But that's true about a lot of things in life. You have to believe all kinds of scientists' claims about a variety of different subjects, whether it's the food that you eat, whether it's, you know, the trees that are growing nearby you, and, you know, there's all kinds of claims that are made that you'll never personally be able to verify. You just sort of have to accept certain experts as believable. And, of course, if you really want to go off into, you know, la-la land, then you can't really, as you pointed out, Daryl, you can't trust your own sight. You can't trust any of your senses, ultimately, because
right.
you can't prove that you're here. It seems apparent that you're here, but it all could be a computer simulation. And there's no way to really prove otherwise.
Or I've often thought this, that maybe all of existence that as we know it is really just the dream of like some really big giant in another galaxy.
That's similar to, I don't know if you've ever heard of the bubble in a woman's bathtub theory.
What? I have never heard such a thing.
I'll try to paraphrase. I know I'm going a little bit off topic here and it's a little crazy, but at least it's better than the blood moon. But the idea is that, you know, our universe is actually an atom in a woman's bathtub and a bubble. A bubble bath.
Okay.
I'm not saying that's the truth or I believe that. I'm just saying it's, you know, you can get really, you know, philosophical about this and a little crazy.
Sure.
But again, you know, the more that we, you know, just kind of accept these things, the more, you know, I just start to question everything. You know, it's like I question the government. I question, you know, authority. I question everything. And then, you know, I'm looking at the moon one day. I bought a telescope from Goodwill for $3 and it worked. And I'm thinking, you know, what am I looking at? This is the only way I can verify this. And I've never talked to anybody who's actually been on the moon, or I've never talked to anyone who's touched it. I've never touched it, smelled it, tasted it. It's just I can see it. And, you know, again, if I was a betting man, yeah, okay, there's a moon. Let's not be crazy here.
I wonder what the moon would taste like.
Cheese, of course. Thanks for the call, Cyrus. Appreciate it. The toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We can get esoteric here. It's fine. You can share your thoughts on, you know, reality. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live. More on the way. And plus more on the security thing.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
From media brainwashing to genetically modified food, forces of darkness are attempting to disempower you. Only you can battle against these forces by choosing mental and emotional wellness. Author Sean Morgan has spent years discovering the most effective methods for self-deprogramming and empowerment using ancient Eastern traditions and modern Western research. Now he's sharing the most powerful insights and practices to those suffering with low energy, low motivation, physical illness, anxiety, depression, and financial scarcity. Big Brother wants you to be docile, obedient, and fearful. By reading The Mastery of Change, you will develop your understanding of neural pattern interruptions, emotional energy cycles, and understand what it takes to break free from victimhood, illness, depression, and fear. Free to read online and available in hard copy and for all brands of e-readers for as little as $1, The Mastery of Change and its 30-day challenge gives you the steps to take now for massive transformation. Learn more at MasteryofChange.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are able to call in and bring up anything that you want. I want to talk to you about privacy tonight. You're welcome to bring up, again, whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. Ian and Daryl in the studio. Daryl, you are the host of a few different shows. One of them is a seven-day-a-week newscast.
Yes.
What's that called?
That is FPP Radio News. It's a five-minute daily newscast that I have done 7 days a week for, I believe, about 428 consecutive days. Well,
wow.
Actually, there's a three-day gap in there, and those are 3 days that I was in jail and not able to find anyone to record the newscast, but the newscast has been produced, aside from those 3 days, every day of the week since February 3rd of last year.
That's an incredible level of dedication, and you do a great job with it, and it's 7 days a week. So fppradio.com is where you can get that, as well as your other show, which is thrice weekly, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, and a yes. weekly five-minute opinion piece. As well.
Yes, that is the FPP Freedom Minutes. That is the longest running of the three, and I've been doing that for about 3.5 years. It'll be 4 years in August.
Wow. Drop on by fppradio.com to get lots more. Daryl, and also fpp.cc is his other website with articles and newspapers and other stuff for free. Oh, and books. You can buy books.
Yes.
So fppradio.com and fpp.cc. As we continue here, let's go to Dave. He's in Nevada on Skype. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So earlier, you guys have been talking about some contempt of court stuff and courts in general. So I had two things I wanted to bring up.
Sure.
One, if it's all right, I have this really short clip of in a courtroom where you have a judge who basically gives a woman a year who kind of just, everything she says, he throws out days, and it ends up being a year in jail. And it's a pretty short clip. If I could just play that,
you could
real
play
quick.
It. Okay, yeah. If you've got the audio system to do that.
Yeah, and I got my mixer and everything set up. So the audio quality of the clip itself isn't that great, but playing through what it's playing through, it's good enough.
And it is radio friendly, correct?
Yeah. She does curse, but it's bleeped out.
All right, go for it.
Good morning, Ms. Burks.
Good morning.
You're charged with assault. That's a misdemeanor one, carries a possible fine of $1,000 and or 6 months in jail. Domestic violence is also a misdemeanor one and carries a possible fine of $1,000 and or 6 months in jail. You have three pleas available to you today: guilty, not guilty, and no contest. You also have the right to a lawyer, and if you can't afford them, what plea would you enter?
I'm not guilty.
Court will accept your plea of not guilty. I'm going to assign your case to one of the courtrooms. All right, Ms. Burks. On the domestic violence, I'm going to set a $7,500 cash or surety bond. That bond is conditioned in no contact with Cedric McCray. On the assault, I'm going to set a $7,500 cash or surety bond. That bond is conditioned in no contact with Tiffany Castro. No contact means you can't call them, you can't write them, you can't text them, you can't email them, can't leave a message on some social media, you can't go visit them. If you go someplace and either Mr. McCray or Ms. Castro's there, you have to leave. If you're someplace, even though you may have arrived first and one of them shows up, you still have to leave.
Wow. So you don't tell me I can't go home?
I'm telling you can't go home. If you live with If you live with Mr. McCray, you cannot return to that residence.
Oh, but how are you just going to tell me I can't go home, though?
What?
How are you going to tell me I can't go to my home?
I just did.
Well, I bet I do.
Well, then you're in contempt, young lady, and you've got 30 days. So you're not going to... You're not... What?
Whoa.
Get back!
You just said I'm
not getting back! That's another 30 days. That's 60 days.
So what?
90 days.
So?
120 days.
Okay, and?
180 days.
Oh!
Please, quiet.
Get off me. Get your hands off me, man.
Come on.
What else you got to say?
Oh, nothing. We'll talk in 6 months when you're ready to come back for your case.
Wow.
Not as sorry as she's going to be. That's 200 days.
Oh, God.
You got anything else to say, Ms. Burks? That's 300 days.
This lady don't give a flip.
So, and I had got that on YouTube, and I actually played a lot on my show, just because it's an example of how the judges can do whatever they want.
Anything.
And I have, this is not the only one as well. So you see these judges really just throwing out days like it's nothing because they feel disrespected and like, this is my court and you can't talk back to me. And one of the things I wanted to bring up, and I'm sure you guys are familiar with this, but the Mark Schmitter case, and just for people who aren't familiar, Mark is from Orlando. He's heavily involved in jury nullification.
That's right, yeah.
And still is. And he was handing out flyers during the Casey Anthony case. And what had happened was the judge issued orders that you cannot hand these out to potential jurors and you can't hand them out in a certain area of the courtroom. And he did this within his court, not that Mark was even in. So he issued an order within his court that you have to follow that you don't even know about.
That's
and
right.
Mark ended up going to jail for 6 months over this. So it's not even just pertaining to being in the court. I mean, it's bad enough that they give orders. You know, a lot of times they'll say, you know, gag orders, and if you violate them, you're contempt of court. But at least they're telling that specific person. In this case, it's just, okay, well, you might not even know about this, but we're going to send you to 6 months in jail. And I mean, Mark is an older guy. I don't think he's ever been in any trouble except, you know, for civil disobedience and things like that. And yeah, he ended up spending 6 months in jail. So I don't think people realize how the power that judges have and what they can do. And you had mentioned earlier, and I saw the video of this, in one of your cases where you didn't sit down fast enough and you got found in contempt of court.
Sure, we've had people arrested for HAT. There's an order that applies right now to the courthouse here in Keene where you cannot go into the courthouse and record video. And they will let you record in the courtroom, but if they see you recording video outside of the courtroom, there's a chance they could arrest you for contempt for that.
They also have it written in that you cannot distribute literature.
That's right.
And they have that written in such a broad manner that includes handing a piece of paper to the bailiff.
Or them handing a piece of paper to you.
Right. Because they do not exempt official court business from the distribution of literature.
They just won't enforce on
them. They won't enforce it on them. But they have written this in such a poor manner to where it includes anything.
Yep.
If I write down a note, like, you know, we're in court, I'm trying to be a good little boy and be quiet, so I jot something down on a piece of paper and then hand it to Ian asking, do you want to get breakfast after court? Then I am in violation of the distribution of literature.
Well, you had the Pete Ayer case, right, where he got found in contempt for wearing a hat.
That's right.
And he was dragged across. There's the video where they dragged him across the street. And it reminds me, like, of high school where, you know, you couldn't wear a hat or you got detention. But that has nothing to do with anything other than teaching discipline and saying you have to obey.
Yes.
I mean, who cares if somebody wears a hat in the courtroom?
And the funny thing is, with the Pete arrest, not 2 minutes after Pete got dragged out of the courtroom, a police officer walked into the court
with a hat.
Wearing a hat.
That's true.
Well, it's do what I say, not what I do.
Exactly. Dave, any other thoughts you want to share?
Just briefly, I don't know if you still have a couple minutes. I wanted to bring up, and I don't know if this is something you guys are following or not. There's a lot of things going on, and I won't get into too much detail, but with China and Russia and they call them the BRICS nations, and what they're doing regarding trying to essentially eliminate the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency, which means basically when other countries do trading, they all do it in U.S. dollar for the most part. So that happening, and they're also trying to create their own SWIFT system, meaning that, you know, for like oil, for example, or even trading, all the other nations convert their money to U.S. dollars, and they go through the SWIFT system or whatever. So they're trying to, or they're saying that they are, that it'll be done in September, that they'll be able to trade basically in currencies beside the U.S., which makes the U.S. dollar a lot more valuable than it would be. And I had a writer for, he has a site, The Daily Economist, Secrets of the Fed, and he was on talking about some of this and the ramifications of...
I want to hear more about it, if you will. Hang on. We'll come back with Dave from Nonpartisan Liberty for All. It's his show. We'll come back with him here in moments. Hour number three is on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.